Hey, it's Graham from the Confident Man Project here, and I have a guest with me today I'm very looking forward to speaking with. He's Jack from succeedatdating.com, and Jack is an approach coach, a dating coach. His expertise is in helping guys to approach and meet women during the day, which is something that I'd really love to get better at myself. So I'm really looking forward to learning from Jack some of his tips. So welcome, Jack.
Thank you so much, Graham, for having me here. I'm looking forward to this call. I love talking about day game and approaching women and all of that. I'm really glad to be here. Thank you.
Great. So before we kind of rip into the tools and techniques, like tell me, how did you get into this in the first place?
Yeah, absolutely. A bit of background. I think, like a lot of guys, was always interested in women, like a lot of straight guys, I guess, always interested in women and not really having a lot of luck. I remember throughout school, I was very shy, I was very introverted, and I didn't have a lot of luck with women. I found them confusing, and I always felt like a bit of an outsider. And then I remember I was lucky enough when I was about 16 to meet a girl. I went to a boarding school, so it was always just boys at the entire school. There was no women other than a couple of female teachers who were probably harassed and ogled more than they would have liked to have been. And I was lucky enough to get a girlfriend when I was about 16, but she was a girl who at the time I didn't really want. It was more like I knew she was interested in me. I met her at a school dance with another school. I didn't really want her at the time. But ended up, going out with her and being really happy. She was fantastic, and I was getting regular sex at 16, which is great. And then after high school, I broke up with her, and for a long time, I didn't really have much success with dating. I didn't meet many women really. And I ended up getting into a sales job with a guy who became one of the main characters in the book The Game by Neil Strauss. And his name, or his nickname in the book, was Sweater. And I ended up living with Sweater, and he really was interested in learning PUA techniques, so learning about pickup and reading all the books. And he was quite obsessive about the topic of, learning all the routines and all the different theories on meeting women. And by default, because I was kind of his wingman as well as his employee, we went out and we tested out all this different stuff. And to be honest, I never really believed it would work. I always felt like a bit of a fraud going out there and telling these fake stories to women. And I wasn't 100% confident in what we were doing. Although I did go through the motions and go along with it, I didn't feel congruent. I felt like I was kind of being a bit tricky and a bit clever and using false confidence, and I didn't really feel myself. So, as a result, I didn't really pick up too many women. I got very hit and miss success, and I just wasn't that successful at it. So, even though we went out all the time, even though we used all the techniques, we both of us together weren't really that successful. I remember one of the funny incidents was a Sweater had met some 19-year-old girl, and which was good for him. He was about 40 something, and he said, "Oh, she's coming over tonight to the house, and she's bringing a friend for you. It's gonna be great." And I was like, "Oh, okay, fantastic." And so we're at home, and we prepared all these strawberries, which we dipped in chocolate. We had the champagne out. We had candles, like as cheesy as you can imagine. And the place was set up for romance, and they were supposed to be there at 7 p.m. and it was about 9 p.m. And we're sitting there, like the little, soft romantic music playing in the background, two grown men sit like standing around in the living room. And Peter looking at his watch and saying, "Do you think they're still coming?"
Oh no. I'm picturing something out of Austin Powers, but just two
Yeah.
guys.
Well, you wouldn't be, that's pretty accurate. And then, look, long story short, I did end up doing a workshop with Mystery. Mystery, who's one of the main characters in the game, and Neil Strauss, the author of the game. They did actually stay at our house for 10 days in 2003, and I did the boot camp, and I saw some incredible things. I saw Mystery as a very confident man who could just own a room. He was exactly how he was described in the book, and I was blown away. But I still didn't believe I could do that. I still thought that's out of my reach. That's him. I associated his success with his persona. And as a result, after the boot camp, I didn't really get any better. I still had some pretty deep inner game issues, I think, because I didn't believe I deserved or could do what he was doing. So anyway, fast forward to a few years later, I got into a long-term relationship for 4 years. And during that period, I met Alex, who is the co-founder of succeedatdating.com. And I met Alex, and I was more of a marketing guy. And I helped Alex build that business and grow the business. And we created products together. In fact, I was the cameraman filming a lot of the live pickup videos that you see on our website. I was a guy hiding behind the camera, filming those, and I helped Alex grow that business. And I watched him, and as always, I really liked his natural kind of fun, playful vibe. That he didn't take pickup seriously. Like, for him, it wasn't this military precision. Like, okay, you got to say this, and then you got to say this. It wasn't. It just looked natural and fun and easy, and looked like everyone was having a good time. It didn't look like this real serious art form, which is what I'd seen with Mystery Method. Mm-hmm. So I was like, this is refreshing. This looks like it's actually fun. And so I started to learn a lot, but again, I was in a relationship, so I couldn't really apply anything. So fortunately and unfortunately, I took 7 months holiday with my girlfriend at the time. We went around the world. Mm-hmm. We fought like crazy, and I realized I didn't want to be with her anymore. So I came back to Australia in 2009 and broke up with her immediately, and then was suddenly single and realized that I was going to actually implement and apply everything I learned from Alex, which was day game, which is some and night game, but day game is my real love and interest. So I went out there from 2009 until now, just really doing a lot of day game and testing out a lot of different things. And after about a year of doing solid day game almost every week, I got some good success, and Alex made me a coach, the head coach of our workshops, as in day game. And since then, I've coached probably about 200 guys, maybe a few more, 200 approximately, on day game. And it's been really interesting learning not only about how to be good at something, but then how to try and help someone else be good at something. Because I think you can be a natural, you can be great with women, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're able to articulate and help someone else have the same results. So I learned also about how to be a coach, which is really interesting. And especially when guys are going through a range of emotions on a workshop, mm-hmm. and help them break through some of their own limiting beliefs. So that's kind of the long version of my story. But yeah, nowadays I just I have a lot of fun doing this and really enjoy day game.
Yeah. So what is it you particularly love about meeting women during the day? Like, why the day?
Great question. And something a lot of guys ask. It's the reason I love day game is, I heard someone say this the another day, another coach, he said, look, it's so much more practical and fast. And what that means is, if you think about going to clubs, you know, if Graham, if you and I decide to go out on Saturday night, well, we've got to plan that. So we both have to take Saturday night off. We've got to decide where to go. We've got to, you know, get dressed and, you know, shower and look pretty before we go out. We've got to probably spend a lot of money on drinks and taxis and things like that. We may have to take into account that on Sunday we're going to be hungover. We may not be able to do anything on Sunday morning. It's really quite an effort to go out to nightclubs and bars to meet women. It's, if you really break it down, it's a lot of effort involved. Mm-hmm. Whereas with day game, like right now I'm sitting in my house in Coogee, and if I want to, I could walk down the street to grab a coffee, and I could spot maybe two or three women I'd like to meet on my walk, which is about a 5 minute walk, and I could meet those women quite easily and talk to them and take it where I want to, as opposed to, again, the whole effort and cost and time it takes to go to bars and clubs. And also I can do it solo. Like, I can walk down the street and it's totally natural, I'm by myself, to approach women, whereas in a club I might feel out of place if I'm by myself. I might feel like I'm a loser because my friends aren't here.
Right, exactly what I was thinking. When I'm in a club by myself, I'm like, oh, I feel like a loser. But I don't get that when I'm walking down the street.
Yeah, you don't get that. You don't feel it. It's normal to walk down the street by yourself. But in a club, you feel out of place by yourself because you're probably not in clubs by yourself very often.
Right. Yeah, I got that. And that notion that you talked about, just I'm just walking down the street to grab a coffee and you're meeting women on the way. Like, that's pretty appealing.
Absolutely.
That just makes it sound so easy, Jack. What's the secret here?
It's easier than you think, Graham. And I know because I've met you a couple of times and, you know, I know that you know about this stuff. So I know that you have some idea. You're not completely new and you run what I've just been checking out your website. It's a really cool website with a lot of awesome content here.
Thanks, man.
So you're not necessarily completely new to this, I'm sure. But your question was, how do we do that? Like, do you want me to explain the whole process, or is there like a particular thing you want me to share?
Well, the bit that resonated with me, you said before, was when you read the stuff in the game and you got mysteries training and all that stuff, you went out and tried it and you felt incongruent. It felt kind of fake.
Yes.
And like, I get how powerful that stuff is. And when I started just using some of the concepts from the game in the way I related to women, that totally changed the dynamic there. But I was uncomfortable with this whole put out fake stories thing. So how do you, during the day, what you're describing is actually being more authentic, right?
It's absolutely being more authentic. And one of the things I say to guys who take our workshops is, like, this is what we often meet. We meet guys who have read too much and know too much. They've read the game. They've read probably hundreds of articles on the internet. They've bought other programs. They've bought DVDs. They've usually listened to, you know, Real Social Dynamics or David D'Angelo or Mystery Method, or they've watched dozens of videos, but they're not actually doing anything. They're just collecting information. Mm-hmm. And what happens to a guy after a while, and if you're listening to this and you feel the same way, you start to feel a little bit jaded because you read field reports on the internet. Again, sitting alone in front of your computer, you read about people having success and you're not having that success and you feel jealous and you almost feel a little bit bitter because you think, why don't I have girls like that in my life? How come these guys can get them? I should know how to do this, but I'm not. And that's a problem. So when I meet a guy who knows too much, who's read too much, but doesn't have really any women in his life or any prospects, I want to say to that guy, just stop. Stop, like, cut off all of the information. Just don't watch any DVDs. Don't read anymore. Unsubscribe to all of the newsletters. And what I want you to do is just get out there and keep it simple. Because I've met guys and they're on our workshops and they're on a workshop and we're walking through a mall. I remember in Los Angeles, there was this Mexican guy I was training. And we're walking through the mall and this gorgeous woman walks out in front of us. And I said, okay, dude, we've been talking about going direct, which I'll explain in a moment. Mm-hmm. Go direct on that girl. And he said, I was listening to a podcast last week and the guy said you shouldn't go direct because you're actually, and he had this whole reason why he shouldn't do it. Now, two things happening there. He's using an excuse to avoid fear, which is he wants to avoid putting himself in a situation that's fearful. So the way he makes an excuse why he shouldn't do it. And secondly, he's read too much. And now, because you read so much, you start to get confused and you read conflicting information. You don't know what to do, so you do nothing. Mm-hmm. And I felt bad for him, and I pushed him and pushed him, and eventually he started approaching. So what I want to do on this call is I don't want to spend too much time on theory because I hate investing my time in programs or audios or whatever, and hearing a bunch of theory or stories and not actually knowing what to do by the end of it. You're like, all right, that was interesting to learn, but what do I do, right?
Yeah.
So let's break this down. First of all, if you're a beginner or if you're, you've been doing this for a while, the way you want to start doing day game is baby steps. Now, what I mean by that is, you know, a lot of guys will read stuff online seeing, you know, other people like, you know, they've had all this success and they want that. They want it right now. I mean, they want to be good with women today, like I want to be a superstar by tonight, and that's unrealistic. Right?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Damn.
So what I like guys to do is, let's break this down. Like the approach, the first thing you want to do today is when you leave your house or workplace or wherever you are, is start approaching women with a very simple request. And that is asking for directions or asking for the time. So you might be on a train, you might be walking down the street, you might be in a mall. Now, you can approach any woman, and I recommend approach women who you're not necessarily attracted to, but just get in the habit of approaching strangers and say, excuse me, have you got the time? Now, if you have a watch, put it in your pocket or say that your watch is broken. But I would start asking women for the time or ask them, hey, how do I get to the train station? How do I get to the bookstore? Do you know where Starbucks is? You know, whatever. Get into the habit of approaching. Now, the purpose is not to get her number. The purpose is to train your brain to overcome that fear and to realize women aren't going to slap you, throw drinks on you, or hurt you just because you approach them. In fact, a lot of women wish you would approach them, right? Uh-huh. They're as lonely and desperate as we are.
Scary.
And that's something I've learned is that, I mean, through doing this, you meet all kinds of women. Mm-hmm. And you start to realize that they're exactly like us. They want to have sex. They want to meet us. They just want it to be done in a sincere and genuine way. Women hate pickup lines, right? So, and we'll talk about openers in a moment. But the first thing you want to do is get your feet wet, dip your foot in the pool. And what that means is doing a low-risk approach and do it every day. Make it your goal to approach a certain number of women. It might be one, it might be two, it might be five women a day. Mm-hmm. And just do it as you go about your day. Don't say, I've got to go out and approach women, because that's not fun. That sounds like work. You want to go, hey, I'm going to the coffee shop. I know it's a few minutes walk away, or it's downstairs from my work. On the way down there, I'm going to say hi, or have you got the time, to four separate women or every woman. I mean, I've set little challenges for myself when I've gone out to the supermarket, which is about a 5-10 minute walk. And I've said to myself, on the way, I'm going to approach every woman I see.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm not going to pick up every woman I see. I'm just going to approach and ask her, hey, do you know how I get to the supermarket? And I'm just going to do that to socialize myself and to get used to doing this. So the first step is to get started.
Yep. Great. So, that's fantastic. Yeah. So you just like random women, you're just going up and saying, hey, do you got the time? Or can you tell me how I get to the library, wherever it is you want to go?
Absolutely.
But make it a habit, right? Just be habitually starting to do this. Cool.
Exactly. And here's what happens. And guys might think, oh, that's dumb. You know, I want to do the advanced super duper, like blow a clothes off technique.
Is there one of those?
The thing is, guys, and this happens in every industry. This happens in the weight loss industry. It happens in the finance industry. It's human nature. We want to know how to get instant results without any effort because we're lazy and we don't want to do anything that's too difficult, right?
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, certain teachers, I'm not going to name names, promote, hey, do my, you know, weird trick and you'll be like sleeping with supermodels tonight. And we get sucked into that because we want to believe that that's true, but it's not true.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Yeah.
There's no instant fixes. There's no, there is no secret techniques that is going to get you laid tonight. They don't exist. Let's just put that on the table right now.
Got it.
And you wouldn't want it anyway if it did exist, because every guy would be doing it and then it wouldn't be fun anymore. So let's move on to openers. So what should you say? How should you start the conversation? So in the daytime, it's different. In the daytime, you can't just walk up to a woman in a nightclub and say, hi, how are you?
Right.
Because there's this funny thing that happens, Graham. It's called context, right?
Yep.
And at the nighttime, you can walk up to a bunch of girls, and I love doing it. I walk into their space with a big smile. It might be two girls talking. Imagine two girls sitting at a bar, facing each other, talking, but also kind of they're looking around the room a little bit. They're kind of inviting guys to come and maybe talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
I can walk over and just move into their space and look at both of them with a big smile on my face and say, hi, how are you? And my eyes and my smile and my lingering eye contact on both the girls, it says enough. It says, this guy is interested in us, and this guy has purpose, and this guy is not leaving, right? And that kind of presence can attract that woman, and can you know, if she's in a good state, she can be quite responsive to that. Yep. But in the daytime, if I walk into a food court and there's two women sitting having lunch, and I walk over and I stand over them and say, with the same look, the same intent, say, hi, how are you? The first thing they're going to think is, what the fuck?
Yep.
This is, and what they're really thinking is, this is not appropriate. Like, this is not how people communicate in the daytime. I'm not at a bar. I'm having lunch with a friend. Why are you talking to us?
The full interview is available as part of the Confident Man program at confidentman.net/program.